Hello, everyone. Welcome to Walking with the Dead, an unofficial podcast about AMC's The Walking Dead. I'm Stephen Bueno.
Cristian Cabrera.
Cornel Montgomery.
If you're new to Walking with the Dead, what we do is we talk about every week's current episode of The Walking Dead. So this week, we're going to be talking about Season 6, Episode 9, No Way Out. So what do you guys think? As the first episode coming back into the season, I thought it was pretty strong. And just to get it out of the way, we didn't go back to when the kid says, "Mom."
Yeah, that kind of just was taken out for some reason. I feel like, personally, that was the setup for a whole big thing for some reason. And the fact that it didn't pan out to his demise kind of disappointed me. Because it did set it up. I mean, they even had the promo pictures on the Facebook and on their Twitter showing the kid saying "Mom," and then nothing happens.
I just, you know, it's kind of weird because this is not the first time this season where there's like a huge plot hole almost. Because remember when Rick gets surrounded by all the walkers, and then all of a sudden in the next episode he's like, "Oh, he's just running into the building," and they never really mention like, "So what happened there?"
Yeah, this is one of those few episodes where I'm actually saying, at a great like probably 4 or 5 minutes, and then once it got to the main thing where we were all anticipating for, it kind of lacklustered a bit, and then once it actually got to that buildup, it finally delivered.
There was definitely a lot there, but. It was just weird to like see him, because I always thought it was going to do the regular Walking Dead thing where it's like, "Oh, we're just going to show you what happened in the aftermath. And then we're going to show you a little bit of what happened in the actual event, but in flashbacks." So the Walking Dead kind of has a habit of doing that. And I honestly thought they were going to do it to actually show the action. You know, pretty cool.
Dude, the whole rocket launcher pretty much blowing up the group. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, I thought that was...
Was not expecting that.
Negan, like, the way he had spoke... Kind of made me think that was going to be Negan, the character. So when they were talking and he was like, "You know what? I'm going to shoot you." And they just all blew up. I was like, "Okay, what's going on?" Like, I thought it was a dream. And, you know, it was just like some sort of
dream sequence.
Yeah. And then, no, around the corner, here comes, you know, I was going to say Norm.
Norman Reedus, also known as Daryl. Yeah,
exactly. Here he comes around the corner with his rocket launcher, and it's like, "Oh, well, he was prepped."
I was not expecting that scene to go that way, man. To be honest with not you, like, nope. That was one of the biggest misdirects, and it almost felt like, "Oh, well, Sasha and Abraham are going to bite the bullet right now."
It also felt kind of comedic, more than anything. Like, this could have been a horror comedy.
Well, even the character, I guess we don't really know his name, but the biker character, the way he was kind of approaching this whole situation, even being like, "No, I'm not going to kill you." "Okay, yeah, I am going to kill you." The way he kind of handled that was like, all right, interesting.
Well, I was expecting that too. I was just waiting for it. I'm like, okay, he's going to sit there for a second, takes out the guns. "No, I'm going to do it." And then the rocket. Then I was like, oh, okay, this is different.
You know, what was cool about the episode was that the tension was there throughout the whole time. Not just in that opening little scene, but starting from there up until like everything that was happening in Alexandria, you were like, okay, they're not letting up. Not 1 second are they letting up. And, you know, one of the biggest things for this whole episode was I kept thinking like, okay, finally people are fighting back. And finally, and as I've said many times before, The Walking Dead tends to not utilize the zombies as the main enemy. But I feel like from the very beginning, from the very first scene, this let us know people right now are not the issue. Zombies are the issue.
At least for this episode, because
yeah, that's true.
You got to remember they got to a point where zombies weren't an issue because they figured out their way of how to survive. Just think about many a times in this episode how they managed to just get around without even having to fight a zombie. I mean, okay, so I don't think they ever got his name, but the wolf,
yeah,
and then the doctor, like, they're moving around and they're making it through, and they don't have guns or anything like that, but they somehow made it from that house where they were with Carol to that little hiding spot they were to almost to the fence, and then to the back to Carol, and then the medical facility. Without ever having to fire a weapon or use any kind of weapon.
You know what
weapons.
It seemed like to me? It seemed like they were just outside the front door.
Like they just ran in a circle?
Yeah, like it's kind of what it felt like because we don't have any sense of direction really. So it just kind of makes it seem like they were just right outside the front door, hiding in that little like area, and then they went out to the stair or to the ladder and they came back.
Well, then also how, what's his name? Glenn in the girl, they were moving around too. They were just walked up to where Maggie was, and you know, eventually Glenn caught their attention, but he was just running through. So it seems as if the zombies are only an issue when they're in a huge herd and not when they're at a standalone. And even at a huge horde, there's probably about 15, 16 of the people there, and they were able to like hold them off for a bit. I mean, of course they would have died. Like, it would have been their demise if they hadn't got saved, but they can hold their own. Zombies are an issue, yes, but when they're in a big, big group.
Well, you can also see where most of the congestion of the zombies were. They were pretty much mainly from where Rick
like it's the main streets.
Yeah, yeah, because right where the tower was, there was their own group of zombies from where they were attacking Maggie, which that one just stayed as that normal size. But then throughout everywhere else, you see like small streams of them. So it seems it actually was a lot easier to get around when you're actually away from the actual giant crowd.
Like, now, one of the biggest things that happened in the episode was definitely the whole interaction between, I guess, Rick's family, essentially, and Jesse's family. So we do see Sam freaking out, which essentially is kind of what we all expected to happen at the beginning episode when they're first traveling. But once he starts thinking of like the things that Carol was telling her, and he sees the like kid zombie, I was not expecting him to just get like munched on like that, dude. I really did think something else was going to happen, or in one way or another. Honestly, I don't know what I was expecting, because to be honest with you, it's probably the only way he could have really died.
Well, I think I'm the only one that read the comic that far, right?
Yeah, yeah. I read up until the wolves got there.
I got to
the
prison.
So. Well, yeah, I was expecting that to happen. I just didn't expect it to take so long to happen. So when they were walking around, and then it became, wasn't it daytime?
Yeah.
It got dark. It was. So I was like, okay, they managed to live this long. So is it going to happen anytime soon? Until Sam started freaking out. I'm like, okay, this is the scene that's happening. And then it's like, as soon as Sam got attacked, I'm like, okay, when's the mom going to get? Okay, there's the mom. And I'm like, when's the hand going to get chopped off? There's the hand.
That was then, so brutal, man.
What I didn't expect was the other son getting stabbed by Michonne.
Run to, yeah, to shoot.
Oh, well, no, I knew he was going to shoot. But for Michonne to take him out, that one, I was like, okay, she definitely saved, well, I mean, essentially she saved Rick, right? Because he was aiming towards Rick. And she saved him and managed to have Ron shoot Carl. But
that scene was incredibly brutal. And I think the brutality of it is kind of what I liked, because you don't see something as gruesome happen too many times. You do see, I think the most gruesome death so far was... I can't remember the character's name, but...
The kid from Everybody Hates Chris. I can't remember his name either. I knew you were getting at.
I was going to say Dale as well. He had a gruesome death, too. He gets ripped right in front of everybody. Stomach. So that's pretty brutal, too.
I felt like that was an homage to Day of the Dead.
But anyways, like, it was weird. There was a weird pattern that was going on throughout the entire episode, too, where you see even the small kids... They actually were stepping up, doing a lot of crazy things. That's why I
well,
I
up was, until Sam lost
well,
it.
Man. That's the thing, though, because Sam was
he
actually,
broke the pattern.
Because Sam pretty much says like, "No, I want to keep going with you, Mom." That he kept going.
Yeah, he's trying to man up. Yeah,
yeah, he was manning up. But then, as soon as all those thoughts going through his head, that's
no. And much, funny the thoughts that Carol put in his head.
Right. Like he was definitely
those thoughts killed him. Like right there, he was already ready to man up, not being that freaking kid that was stuck on top of the second floor, just not doing anything.
What makes you wonder why, like, out of nowhere, he started thinking all that stuff?
I think it was just to fit in with the theme, because I think what Christian's getting at is also that a big theme in the episode was everyone sort of, like, rising to the occasion. Mm-hmm. Well, and that was constant in the whole...
I mean, I can see why what made him completely freak out when he was thinking about everything Carol was telling him, because he saw the kid zombie, and he was like, okay, this could be me. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he froze up and everything like that, but... Outside of that, it was like out of nowhere. I mean, yeah, he freaked out when they were coming out of the door at the end of last season, but they were good. Everyone's walking hand in hand, and you know, everything was going all right. So out of nowhere, he freaks out, and then everything goes downhill.
Yeah, it seemed like this episode had a lot of people were pretty much convincing another to just step up the entire time.
Yeah,
that's why it started.
Yeah, even the wolf with the doctor. Yeah,
exactly.
Which you can see he turns a new leaf, sort of kind of like. Yeah.
The Glenn and Enid one actually kind of hit me the most because, well, Enid was the one that she just wanted to run. She didn't want to do anything with that entire group. That's when Glenn told her, well, you know what I see my family. That's what I see. That's my group. What do you see? And then that's when she said, like, well, I see my family as well. and, well, let's go get him.
Well, I like how she convinced him when he was going to leave. He's like, no, you stay here. And she's like, well, you know, I'm going to go anyways. Yeah, I'm gonna go. He's like, ah, well, yeah.
So, you can't control me.
But I like how she goes searching through, gets everything, and she's like, oh, yeah, you're right. Finds a gun inside, like, was it a Bible or was it like a cigar?
It was like a box, like a donation box.
Yeah,
there.
I'm just like, oh, that's random.
Yeah.
Which end up having infinite bullets, by the way.
It's weird.
Herschel and Glenn, you know, it's that Maggie line. Anything for that family will give you infinite bullets.
They got a great enchantment for that. Yeah. But no, that was one of the coolest things to see. And honestly, right now you kind of expect Glenn to die, but then you don't at the same time. So that whole scene when he's getting surrounded by zombies, it's like, okay, what's going to happen in the last second that's going to save him? And sure enough, Abraham and Sasha, on top of everything, shooting on top of the fire truck or the gas truck, shooting down the zombies and just mowing them down. Abraham with that huge smile on his face. I did like that.
Abraham loves doing that kind of stuff. But you know what was funny to me? Because you know so too. When Eden was getting to Maggie, and Maggie's on top of the wobbly, like, little tower, and they just walks right across the rafters, right on the side, and she's like, I got you. Let's go on this wobbly thing.
I thought that was so weird. It's like, I'm on something stable, but for some reason I'm going to get on the wobbly thing and somehow help you?
Another good thing that actually was pretty good, I actually thought that scene was amazing, where Morgan and Carol actually have a little talk. And where she actually pulls out the gun first and like, oh, it's just you. It's like, I should have just killed you. That whole entire scene when he was telling her, like, you had a daughter or you had a child, you've had a husband. That entire thing kind of opened it up, saying, like, I can see why the reason why you're the way how you are now.
But you had to be cold to get how you are.
Yeah.
But then also,
to get me, as far as like, you got now.
He's trying to show her yet again, you're also human. You had this stuff too. Mm-hmm. Like, he's also had a son. Now, he also had a wife. You know, they're both actually come from the same origin.
Yeah.
So it's like, look, I could be you, but I was you and I chose another way. But I like the fact that he saw the wolf and he was like, the wolf zombie, correction.
Yeah.
And he was like, damn.
I think from the last podcast, we talked about that where it's like, hey, I'm aware that I have certain ideology, but I'm aware that to an extent, I have to make that ideology work in this world or in where we are now.
Because not everybody's the same.
No. Oh, yeah, definitely. So the second biggest event in the whole episode is right after they have that encounter where Ron shoots ends up shooting Carl in the eye. We do see Rick and Michonne just running through everything. I think when the doctor sees them, she's like, okay. And that's her moment of that whole time she's scared and she's with the wolf. She's sort of second guessing everything. And I think at that moment when she saw Rick running through everything, that's when she figured, she put everything together and was like, no, Carl got shot. Like, he's not bitten. Because to an extent, if he had been bitten, she knows that Rick probably would have handled it.
Yeah. And for sure, Rick would have handled it.
And just seeing them go, just seeing her kind of, especially because she's part of that Alexandria group, and seeing her rise to the occasion, it was like almost this domino effect where you did see more characters rise to the occasion. And from there, you see her dealing with Carl, and you see Rick I'm pretty sure it wasn't even part of his plan. In my mind, no. Rick just went out there because he lost it. He was done with it. And he wanted to cause some sort of damage to the thing that had damaged him.
Yeah, exactly. And it kind of was like the same thing that happened to Tyrese and the prison season. Actually, what happened in the comic more, where he kind of just like lost himself and he had to go out and take care of some zombies so he can let that frustration out. Like, there's nobody he can blame, so might as well take it on the easiest thing to kill.
But what's cool is that everyone saw that, and I think this just changed a lot of the mentality in Alexandria, because it's always been like, our walls are there to protect us and we will not protect ourselves. We will not fight for ourselves because we don't have to. And this is the first time that you see people from Alexandria, not just Rick's people, but quite literally everyone in Alexandria being like, you know what? This is our home. This is our town and we're going to fight. And I love that. And I've always wanted to see them actively fight zombies more, not just keep them at bay slightly, but quite literally be in the middle of it and get dirty, man. Get bloody, dude.
That's by far one of the better fight scenes that they've actually had besides the bombardment of the prison. Facing actual humans. But this one actually showed that even though that they were all outnumbered, they knew that they probably had no chance of survival. Everyone just stepped up and finally worked as a unit.
You know what's funny, though? I don't think they necessarily thought there was no chance of survival. I think they looked at Rick.
They had a chance
of survival. Yeah. They looked at Rick and were like,
we can do it.
why not? He's alive, and he was there for a while. I don't know how long it made it seem, but it seemed like he was there for a while up until Michonne, I think, was one of the first ones to be like, all right, we're going. And then Heath and Spencer was the one that surprised me, because he's kind of been a coward the whole time. And even, you know, people like Eugene decided to step up and be like,
well, yeah, I was saying, Eugene legitimately said, like, it's his time. Like, everyone's got to do their part.
And then Gabriel, too.
What's his name? The character Gabriel that has the dreadlocks.
Was huge. Heath.
Oh,
Heath. Like, remember how they didn't show Heath for the last couple of episodes? I was wondering what happened to this character. Apparently, he's just been inside the infirmary. He's like, no, we got this. I'm going to help him out. But that, like, the whole montage was cool, because they showed I'm assuming every live character right now in that scenario. Fighting back, and it just kind of went from person to person to person, knowing that the whole city came together as a unit, like, just like Christian was saying, and everybody was like, we have to do this. Even if we die, we went down without a fight.
Oh, and also...
And then, yeah, like I said...
And also, I love Eugene's line, though, right before that. Eugene's line of, like, people will tell stories about this someday. And you know what's great is that I think at that point, Eugene was like... If there's ever a moment to be honorable, and if there's ever a moment to gain glory, this is that moment.
We'd be legends. Mm-hmm.
And also, if you're one of those explosion enthusiasts, man, like that last part where freaking Daryl just dumps all that gas, just shoots another rocket. I was like, all right, cool. So you can tell he never had enough of that rocket.
Yeah, but it's cool, because it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to shoot the rocket at the zombie. Exactly. It's I'm going to shoot the rocket in that trail of gas and attract the zombies to that, because zombies are dumb.
Burn up.
And that's what saved them, was the zombies decided, let's kill ourselves.
Yep. I love that, though, because as the zombies are going towards the fire, you do see Rick and his crew like, okay, we're not going to stop.
Oh,
and
yeah, they're like taking
right
them
behind
out.
Him, still yeah. taking him out, man. Oh, yeah. This was one of the most amazing, amazing episodes of The Walking Dead so far. Like, this whole season has been pretty solid. It's had a couple of, like, bumps here and there.
In the Morgan episode.
But, mainly the Morgan episode. But at the same time, it's been coupled with great moments like this and them fighting back. And I think I've said it before, and I always make the comparison between because it's really easy to make the comparison between this and World War Z. And in World War Z, it's like they sort of have a similar maneuver in where everyone's in the middle and they're attacking outwardly, and they just kind of let things come to them. So it's really like. Like in Game of Thrones, where you see that Hard Home episode, and that's that really cool zombie episode. For me, this was a really cool zombie episode. While it's a zombie show, it doesn't always feel like it. This definitely made it feel like it, and that's why I watch the show, essentially.
Well, those are few and in between, definitely for
the Walking Dead. For The Walking Dead, definitely.
There's been a strong season, probably the strongest season they've had, like, ever. But it's still coupled with a couple of slow, boring, monotonous things happening. But I do like the fact that this is all happening within like a week's time. It's been a very, very crappy week. And like, like I always say, it's like, you know, Rick's group is a plague, and wherever they go, things happen. But it's like, whatever Rick likes and cares about, it's gonna die. So
yeah, dude, that was definitely something that was really strong to see, because he's like, I think at one point Rick thought, I can make a life with this person. This can be another person that I would love to keep around. I would love to have around. And then to see her just get eaten, and then to have to make that choice of, I've got to chop your arm off.
It's either you or my son.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're already a goner, so I got to save my son. And then I like that every strike was a memory. It's like, man, flashback, flashback, flashback. And as soon as he cut off her arm, he cut ties. And then you're like, all right. We got to get out of here.
Best way to get over your ex, I would say.
Oh, yeah. Happy Valentine's Day.
Solid.
Oh, man.
It was a good episode, though. It just the whole only issues that I really have with it would be Sam in the beginning with the whole mom issue, like not calling that out that much. And then also kind of shoehorning in Negan, like you threw in the idea. But not really doing much of it. So, like, you feel like it's going to end in a certain way because of how the last episode ended. But then you get into the beginning of this episode and just kind of like, all right, that's it.
Yeah.
They were kind of a threat.
It's a plot device that they had in there. And then as soon as they just eradicated that group, it's like, okay, well, are they going to show up again?
Here's the thing. Like, they have to show up again because you still have those two people from the last group that were running away. They're still alive.
Yeah.
Okay, they threw in the name Negan. So you know he exists.
Also,
so
it makes it seem it's kind of weird because you don't really necessarily know how big Negan's group is. Mm-hmm. So you're not particularly sure. It's like, oh, if it's just these guys or who the rest of the people are, like how big is your camp.
The best thing is you can kind of guess how he is based upon it, because he's saying like everything belongs to Negan. Negan's not even there, but they're like, we're going to take it and give it to him, as in like either we're afraid or we respect him. And then the other two, that group that got away, they were definitely afraid of him because they're like, we don't want to be there anymore. We'd rather die than do that. So you kind of know how that character is going to be. Definitely revered. And just when are they going to bring it in? Because it's only, what, like 6 episodes or 7 episodes for the rest of the season?
Yeah, just a handful more episodes.
So, I mean, what are they going to do? Like, is it going to be rushed or is it going to be something that carries on to the next season?
Yeah, because we've only had 2 episodes where we actually had taste of pretty much Negan's group, was pretty much Daryl's, his own episode. Yeah. And then this one, but then, well, the end of the last episode and this episode, and that's all we've had. So we really don't know how actually they work together, and also what resources they have, and how big is that actual group.
Mm-hmm. It'll definitely be something to keep watching the season for, and not just for that, but hopefully this season has a lot more moments like what we just saw. I'm thoroughly enjoying it, and I hope that I keep thoroughly enjoying it.
And I hope it stays on that hype train, because if it stays really good and it stays eventful, that's the key word there. If it stays eventful, it doesn't have to be an action-packed episode, but it has to be something that keeps you in there. Because right now the characters are doing things in which they finally evolved yet again. It's like they're scared selves, and then they just became tough, and now they're becoming human again. If they continue to become
tough humans
and cheating death.
Then that'd be great. I mean, everyone saw Glenn managed to survive yet another attack. And Glenn's. Yeah.
He's eating up his 9 lives, man.
Yeah, he's already...
he's part Kit Kat.
Totally gone through 9 right now. We'll see if they keep on with it. But I'm ready for the end of the season. I just want to see how it gets out.
I need to see the climb. I need to see the conclusion to this, man, because this is a good first episode. 1 or 2 tidbits are
But
bad.
Where do we go from here?
But yeah, where are they going
to
go?
Also, with Rick telling the story to Carl, basically saying, like, you know, don't die. I love you. I don't want you to die.
I love that idea of a whole new world, of a whole different world, and how Rick's mentality sort of changed. Like, it's like, we can go fight and out. We can go out and fight, but we can be strong, and we can fight, and we can bring people back, and we can protect others.
Carl got shot twice, and he has lived. Carl is a new Harry Potter, but
50 Cent, phone. He's working his way up there.
He's I show these guys the slides of how quick it happens in the comic versus how quick it happens in the show, and it's very, very like to the point in the comic where they walk out, Sam says something, zombie gets him, Carl gets shot. I was hoping Carl's shot or his wound would be a whole lot messier, like it'd take off a chunk, but it didn't. But it still looks pretty damn gnarly. Because it looked like a scrape when he first got shot.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was, it grazed his eye until they went there. I'm like, oh, no, it's an eye patch moment. Yeah. So
it's definitely going to be a permanent staple for the rest of the show.
Well, sure, yeah. I mean,
he's not healing that. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Walking with the Dead. If you want to find out more of our podcast, you can head on over to filmbook.com. That's film-book.com, and either search for Stephen Bueno or Walking with the Dead. And if you want to check out some of the stuff we do outside of these podcasts, you can go ahead and find us at youtube.com/leagueofgents. That's LEAGUEOFGENTS. Or you can find us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/leagueofordinarygents. That's GENTS. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or any other podcast services, go ahead and rate and review this episode. If you listen to this podcast on YouTube, go ahead and hit that thumbs up video and leave a comment in the comment section. We definitely want to hear from you guys.